Hello, dear colleagues. My name is Yasar Karada from Turkey. Now I will talk about evolution of adaptivity of grass pea lines under rainy conditions in semi-arid regions of Turkey. First of all, Tokat is located within the Middle Black Sea region of Turkey. It has microclimatic properties. Pastures in summer and cereal straw feeding in winter remain for a long time as a major source of ruminant feeding. The poor rainfall distribution and very heavy grazing in many regions of Turkey resulted in declining the pasture yield and quality that severely limited the animal production. Pasturing in summer and cereal straw feeding in winter remain for a long time as a major source of ruminant feeding. One of the options available to improving animal performance is the growing of fodder plants. Grain legumes have been taken considerable attention in the central and southeastern regions of Turkey. Grass pea was adapted to a wide range of environmental conditions, including drought. Grass pea has a high crude protein content, therefore it may be used as dual-purpose crop for both grain and hay or green manure production. The main objective of this study was to evaluate the adaptivity of grass pea genotypes under rainy conditions in semi-arid regions of Turkey. This study was conducted at the Field Crops Department of the Agriculture Faculty, Tokat, Gazi Osman Paşa University, and Amasya Sulova in 2004 and 5. The soils of the experimental area were slightly alkaline, medium in calcium carbonate and phosphorus contents, high in potassium and poor in organic matter content. Average temperatures in the growing season of 2004 and 5 and long term were recorded as 11.3, 10.8 and 11.5 centigrade degrees in Tokat Kazova and 12.4, 11.4 and 11.9 centigrade degrees in Amasya Sulova. Total rainfall the growing seasons of 2004 and 5 and long term were recorded as 508, 375 and 405 millimeter in Tokat Kazova and 506, 439 and 421 millimeter in Amasya Sulova. In the research, five grass pea lines obtained from Icarda, five grass pea varieties obtained from Romania, and one grass pea local population were used as plant materials. Field experiments started on the 1st of November and 27th of October in Tokat Kazova, and on 4th of November and 25th of October in Amasya Sulova in 2005. Experiments were designed in a factory randomized complete block with three replications. Plot size was 5 by 1.8 meter and half of each plot was used to measure the forage yield and the other half to measure the grain yields. Sowing rate of grass pea was 80 kilogram hectare and 100 kilogram hectare the ammonium phosphate fertilizer was uniformly applied to the soil before sowing. Forage was harvested when legume plants reached the beginning of the pod formation stage. Some samples were dried and 70 centigrade degrees for 48 hours to determine dry matter yield. The rest of plots were harvested at maturity for grain yields. Yes, If you look at table, the green forest yields particularly varied from 8,102 to 28,750 kilogram hectares in the first year. If you look at in the second year, the highest grain forage yield obtained from Azureus varieties. When you look at table, first of all, seed yield obtained, seed yield varied from 8054 and 1,979 kilogram hectares in the first year. If you look at in the second year, the high seed yield obtained from 439 genotypes. You can see Lecotetragonus variety of grass pea in field. Now, you look at table which is presenting the biological yield varied from 6,250 and 11,112 kilogram hectares in the first year. If you look at the second year, the highest biological yield obtained from Azureus varieties and the lowest biological yield is 4,259 Elazığ population from Amasya location. And then if you look at table, crude protein content obtained from varied from 21% and 30% in the first year. And when you look at table, the highest crude protein content is obtained from Bifloros varieties. And then the lowest crude protein content is 25% from 463 genotypes. The highest green forage yields for Tokat location were Albus 439 and Coloratus genotypes, and for Amasya location were Albus 439 and 452 genotypes. And then the highest seed yield for Tokat location were 38,439 and 463 genotypes, and for Amasya location were 439 and 38 genotypes. Conclusions: the highest biological yield for Tokat location were 439, 38 and Coloratus genotypes, and for Amasya location were 439, 38 and Azureus genotypes. Yes, you can see again the grass pea in the field. Thank you very much for your attention.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Dr. Karadeniz. And we do have time for questions. So please, if you do have any questions. Yes, please. It's so dark, I can't see very well.
Okay.
You have two sites, two different locations.
Yes, two locations. When you can see the table, for example, location Location by lines is not significantly statistically, okay? It's not significantly statistically. You can see the table.
How about line and year?
Actually, line by years is significant, okay? It's significant interactions. You are right. Yes. Locations, between locations are is significant interactions, but location by line is not significant, and line by year is significant statistically, okay? Thank you. Is there another question, please?
Okay, well, thank you very much. We'll wait a few minutes before starting the next one because you got through with some good spare time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.